Welcome to Micro, a podcast for short but powerful writing. I'm your host, Drew Hawkins. This episode features a diverse assortment of microfiction and poetry that offer snapshots of complex relationships, such as parents and children, spouses, and even chairs. Through tight language and controlled turns, they pack inordinately dense meaning into a small amount of space. Take note of the title of this first brief, strange, and wonderful piece. It provides an added layer to this already rich microfiction. It's called A Quick Word About My Life. It was written by Trent England and published by OK Donkey on March 1st, 2019. Enjoy.
A quick word about my life. Ever since they opened a falling club in our town, there's little else that Teresa will do. After her daily shift at the ball-bearing plant, she drives to the large lime-stained building that used to be a Toys R Us, where she falls into foam pits backwards, as though she's a concert-goer in a mosh pit or a toppled statue of a despot. Like a gym, it has its members and regulars, and Teresa remembers everyone's names. Over dinner, she tells me about Dan, who falls because he has a stressful job as a 911 operator, or Janet, who has three children to feed and thinks that any day her husband will get fired. I hear about Becky, who sleeps with night terrors, and Greg, who can't sleep at all. And while she's telling me that if she falls enough, she will one day earn a spot in the platinum level, which is the old stock room, and get to step off backwards from an even greater height, I wonder what she tells Dan and Janet and Becky and Greg about her own life, or about me, or why, for example, when she leaves work to drive to the falling club, she passes our house without stopping, without looking up at the window to see her husband standing there.
Trent England is a playwright, fiction writer, and stay-at-home dad, and he lives in Boston. You can find him on Twitter at Paper Motel or on his website at tengland.com. With exactly 50 words, this next piece is essentially a still life of inanimate objects that is nonetheless powerful, lingering in the mind and a testament to the micro form, each word doing so much. It's called In Memoriam. It was written by Tad DeVassi and published by 50 Word Stories on June 18th, 2020. Enjoy.
In Memoriam. Two Adirondack chairs with flecks of white peeling paint, side by side, slightly cockeyed under the hedgerow's green shadow. They hold no bodies today, just a little morning rain and thoughts of what could have been. It's a quiet meditation, a memorial of sorts, to the fleeting perfection of pairs.
Tad DeVassi is a multi-genre writer and painter from Ohio, and this micro story that you just heard has been nominated for a Pushcart Prize. You can find him on Twitter at Tad DeVassi. Up next, we've got a poem that combines the beauty of natural details with the complexity of a relationship to a parent, even after they're gone. It's called What I Wrote in My Late Father's Shoes. It was written by Martins Deep and featured in his chapbook called A Sheaf of Whispering Leaves, published by Authorpedia in 2020. Enjoy.
What I wrote in my late father's shoes. With hands formed from a cradle's warmth, mother finds your fingerprints on my frail frame and beams at the scars on my skin like familiar glyphs. A woman whose uterus was your petri dish to culture a body you will share with me won't rely too long. Like Narcissus, before a skin that has become your mirror, mother stands behind you, gazing at your reflection. You're behaving just like your father. The words fall into the gaping mouth of my plea. Dear Lord, I don't want to be a cave of father's echoes. Here you go again, to wander in my body. Your open sesame, Igbo high life, Luther Vandross's dance with my father. You leave me a peasant's gathers, stitched to be torn again and again. At your graveside, I whip the scent of dewfall on loam and gather into my cupped palms the silent vapors of mother's tears from the petals of these blighted orchard. Did you become a god without taste buds to savor libation? I am empty. Asleep, you steal into my head through the dried, salty trails on my face. Wear me my childhood body, fetch me petrichor in the chalice of your palms, and speak in the tender notes of birdsong.
Martins Deep is a Nigerian poet, artist, photographer, and currently a student of Ahmadu Bello University in Zaria, Nigeria. You can find him on Twitter at MartinsDeep1 or on Instagram at Martins.Deep. Our final piece is an eerie and aching microfiction that pushes at the horror of ghost tales, culminating in a surprisingly relatable sentiment. It's called Past Lives. It was written by Tommy Dean and published by Atlas and Alice on March 27, 2020. Enjoy.
Past Lives by Tommy Dean. Our four-year-old tells stories, usually unprompted, about his old house, this former life he had before he was with us. He lived on a farm on a country road with John Deere tractors. The deer with the sprig of white tails gathered at the edge of the woods, and he would watch them with his old parents, the ones before. My wife and I huddle in our bed, elbows and knees connected like the intertwined roots of trees, a mass of skin and bones. We investigate the corners of our room, flinching as the house settles into its midnight dreams. These stories can't be real, right? She asks. I'm tempted to contact a forensic artist. The detail is so creepy, I say. Did you? She asks, curling her head into my shoulder. Have any previous lives? You think he got it from me? I can't even remember yesterday. I flick off the light and we lay there in silence, listening to the house contracting around us, waiting for the dreams about farms to take us under for the night. When I'm alone with my son, scaling the play structure at the park by the lake, seagulls combing the beach for dropped Cheetos, I ask him about this previous life. I'd like to know if these other parents, this ghost father, is a better parent than me. Did he buy you ice cream? Did he take you to the park? Did he dry you off with the soft towels after a bath? The answers come like heartbeats. No, no, no. The question I want to ask but can't. A wave lapping in and onto the sand, leaving bits of seaweed, fish scales, and filaments of oil from jet skis and motorboats. Did they love you more?
Tommy Dean is the editor of Fractured Lit and Uncharted magazine. You can find him on Twitter at Tommy Dean Writer, on Instagram at Thomas R. Dean 13, on Facebook at Tommy.Dean.90, or on his website at TommyDeanWriter.com. Micro is edited and curated by Dylan Evers and produced and hosted by me, Drew Hawkins. Our theme song is by Matt Ordez. You can find all the information about this episode's writers, their featured work, and the publications where they were published in the show notes. Subscribe to the show and check out some of our other episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also always find our shows at micropodcast.org, and you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Podcast Micro. Thanks for listening.